Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Well, that was ugly. That was really, really ugly. I mean, if the Laker choke job that was the last game wasn't pretty, this surely wasn't much better. Hey, just, jeez. 107 to 100, Pelicans over the Bucks tonight. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Obviously, want to take your calls this evening as always. Y'all are the ones that make the show go. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. That second quarter was god-awful. God-awful, I tell you. Get outscored 35-20 there in the second quarter. Horrible. Then the third quarter comes, and from about the 8-minute mark on, it's all Giannis, which, you know, lovely. Okay, right? MVP Giannis, do your thing. He gets it to within three at about 3:08. Nobody can help him there in the third quarter. Nobody. Gets it to within three. They end up down double digits after three. Because the Pelicans went on a run, them against Giannis, because he stopped hitting shots. And again, we can talk about what we like, what we don't like. You know, pull-up threes at the beginning of a shot clock, not advised for Giannis. Just something I wouldn't advise him doing at the beginning of a shot clock. But when you're playing like he was in the third, then, yeah, okay, let's see what we got here. Let's see how hot I really am. But a majority of your stuff was coming inside. Wasn't like he had hit three threes. But he pulled it. And again, not going to be mad at Giannis, considering he was the only reason they got it to within three to begin with. So then you get to the fourth quarter. Again, back down double figures again. and you're in that battle. And as we talked about before, many a times in the Green Growing podcast with Nathan Marziano and myself, when you have to fight uphill a majority of the game, it is very difficult to win said game. You know, we can talk about, well, you know, they're down 18 or whatever in the second. They're down 20, 25 in the first. Long way to go. Lots of game left. Sure, that would be accurate. Yeah, I'm with you. But this is the issue. The issue is that while that is true, that there is a lot of game left, and that is accurate, the energy that it takes to try to overcome that saps you. It absolutely saps you of everything that you have trying to get over that hump. And that is where the issue lies. So you can fight your way back, and then when you get to that mountaintop, can you have enough energy left to go over it? You just came off a double overtime loss. A game you shouldn't have lost. A game you never should have blown in the fourth quarter. But you did. Oh, you sure did. You blew it for sure, certain. See, and that really to me is the biggest issue. You blow a huge lead, and then you come out here in this game in New Orleans, first of a three-game road trip. I said on the most recent Green and Growing podcast that we put up this morning, download on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast app, that I wanted a 3-0 road trip. Plain and simple. 3-0. And Nathan Marziano, you go listen to podcasts. Ah, Sparky. You know, they play well and lose. You know, Pelicans are a good team. That could happen. Okay, maybe. They didn't play well. And they lost. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. You are trying to get yourself on a run here with a couple of weeks before the playoffs start. You're literally a couple weeks away from the playoffs starting. Your last regular season game is April 14th. Then you have the play-in tournament over a couple of games, and then over a couple of days, and then you get your first playoff series. You want to be going in the right direction. You want to be playing, hopefully, close to your best basketball. This here tonight, in the first half, didn't look like they had any interest in being there. None. And then I have to hear stories about Lillard having 60 oysters. Ha, ha, ha. Now again, common fan watching that, hearing that story is like, maybe they're out enjoying themselves too much in New Orleans last night and maybe they weren't ready to go for this game. Now, would that be factually accurate? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Don't know. Then by the end of the broadcast, I think it was Lisa Byington who brought up, well, you know, Marcus, I mean, double overtime. The last game, maybe they're tired and so forth. Marcus was, I guess. But you can't be in that mindset now. If you're Doc Rivers, it has to be, guys. Listen, we're 2 weeks out here. We have to start playing like it's playoff time. We have to start ratcheting up the intensity, ratcheting up the concentration, and start getting ourselves in the mindset of, okay, this is coming to the end of the regular season. We have to start playing like we want to play in the playoffs and have that good feeling going in. Be that hot team going into the playoffs. Don't be that team being the team that's struggling going into the playoffs, the team that's inconsistent going into the playoffs. Now, can you magically flip some switch and become that hot team, I guess? Sure, maybe. Can this team do that? I don't know. I still think it's them and Boston, like I've been saying. But what's occurring here is what's been a thing from time to time throughout the year. Look at the bench scoring tonight. What did you get? Nothing. Not a dang thing out of your bench tonight. 5 points from Bobby Portis. Bab gave you nothing. I don't even know how the man is out there. The man, I don't think had any even had any tape on him with the ligament damage that he has. No clue. And if you watch the Pat Beverly podcast, Pat Beverly's talking about that he's playing. He's going to play right away. I'm not going to wait for the playoffs. I'm going to play right away. Yesterday, he was saying, I'm going to take my time. Playoffs is the most important thing. That changed overnight. I mean, he's out there tonight. Only played 7 minutes. And that could very well be because of the pain that he was dealing with. But your bench has to bring something more than that. Crowder, 3 points. 8 points between those two. 3 from Connaughton on one shot. 11. Gotta be better than that. And we haven't even talked about the dang free throws yet. We'll do that coming up next. Hop aboard Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's. Bucks lose 107-100. Let's hear from you. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250.
See what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
None too happy, see Sparky Fiverr tonight. None too happy, I tell you. 107-100, Pelicans over the Bucks. If this was December, January, heck, February, would not care. Would not bother me at all. Just an off night. Let's move on. Let's not overreact. It happens. Wouldn't care. This wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't. But we are now in this area of you have to start playing better. You have to start looking like the team that we think you can look like going to the postseason. This has to start happening. At some point here, enough is enough of this messing around. And that's what it is. Since you blew that lead and to the Lakers, you needed to come back and kind of feel good about yourself. And instead, you came out and looked flat. Looked old, looked slow, whatever you want to call it there in the first half. Looked horrible. And then you finally, I shouldn't say you. Giannis gets going in the third quarter. Not them, but Giannis got going in the third quarter. And then he finally started to get a little bit of help there in the last, 3-4 minutes of the fourth quarter. But again, too late. Too late. Couldn't overcome it. And you lose 107-100. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM The Fan, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here with you. Don't forget, Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Giannis tonight, 39 minutes, 15 of 22 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 5 of 11 from the free throw line, 35 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, only 2 turnovers, which that at least is positive, right? That at least is a good thing. Chris Middleton, 33 minutes, 3 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3-point range, 7 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 4 turnovers. 3-12 is not going to get done. Just not going to get it done. Not a single free throw. He missed 6 of 7 three-pointers. That's not going to get done either. Brooke Lopez, 37 minutes. 2 of 5 from the floor. 1 of 4 from 3. 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 7 points, 5 boards, 3 blocks, and a couple of turnovers. As I've stated many of times, and I will continue to state, when you are having issues scoring the ball, why don't you play to Brooke down low? I don't see the issue here. Worst case, he gets fouled. And he goes to the line. You had 3 free throw attempts. 3 in the first half of that game. 3. None from Giannis. Not a 1. 2 of those 3 by Lillard, and he missed both of them. But again, what do I know? Just some dude with the microphone. What do I know? Dame Lillard, 36 minutes, 8 of 16 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3-point range, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, 20 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 2 turnovers. Don't let those numbers fool you because he wasn't very good either. He wasn't. Got going a little bit there in the fourth, but he wasn't all that special. Malik Beasley, 33 minutes, 6 of 12 from the floor, 6 of 11 from 3. He played a lot better. He had a bonehead play there at the end, too. Two of two from the free throw line. 20 points, 2 rebounds for him, 1 block shot. Off the bench, like we talked about, absolute crap. Pat Connaughton hit 1 shot for 3 points, contributed a whole 1 board and 1 assist. Woohoo! Jay Crowder, 15 minutes, 1 of 3, 1 of 2 from 3-point range. 3 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. Not going to do it. Not going to work. Do that in the playoffs, you're in trouble. Bobby Portis, 16 minutes, 2 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3, 5 points, 7 boards, 3 turnovers in 16 minutes. AJ Green, they were hoping. Doc Rivers said, look, I'm going to cross my fingers, pray to God that AJ Green comes out hot here in the fourth and see if he can shoot us back into this thing. He took 1 shot and that was the end of it. So 2 whole minutes. 46% from the field for the Bucks. 39.6% from the field for the Pelicans. 14 of 39 from 3. 35.9%. The Pelicans, trash from 3. 8 of 32. Free throws. Here you go again. Just like the Laker game. Got absolutely destroyed. They are third. I believe they were third coming into this game in free throw attempts. Free throw attempt rate. Third. And the last two games, they look like they should be in last place. 27 of 34 for the Pelicans at the free throw line. Your Milwaukee Bucks got there 10 of 19 times. 11 of those 19 were from Giannis. Do you know how many he hit of 11? 5. 5 free throws out of 11 shots. That ain't going to get it done in the playoffs either. I am besides myself. How you can screw it up that bad against the Lakers and then not come out motivated to start this trip off on a different note, right? Pelicans, Hawks, who beat Boston again tonight. Dejounte Murray's playing out of his mind. Got to deal with him next. That's Saturday night, so get ready for that. That could be another loss for the Bucks if they don't figure this out. And then you come back Tuesday with the lowly damn Wizards. You better not lose that game. But again, with the way the Hawks are playing, especially against Boston, but the way the Hawks are playing, you may lose that one too. You may have lost 3 straight going into that game on Tuesday. You have to get better. You have to play with more intensity. You have to play with better execution. You had 14 turnovers. The Pelicans had 6. 6! We talk about Dame Lillard and defense. How can you contribute defensively? Steals. That's how. Nope. They had 1 steal for the entire team all night. 1. That was Middleton. You hear good defensive teams. College, high school, NBA, pick. What do they talk about? What do their coaches keep track of? Deflections. Right? Who's got the most deflections? Who's got their hands on the ball most? Hey, who's doing that tonight? I'd love to know how many deflections they got in this game. Doesn't appear like they got a whole bunch to me. Coming up in this show, we will hear from Doc Rivers. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say. I mean, this here, I am livid. I don't know how he's going to be. But if you remember before the All-Star break, he's talking about these guys were ready to go on vacation. They weren't really paying attention in the game. Then he went on to say that he knew it was going to be that bad because in shoot around that morning, they were just kind of going through the motions and talking about getting on a plane and leaving and going somewhere else. So he's like, man, they don't get out of that mindset and get here. It's going to be a long night. I'd love to know what he thought this game was going to look like tonight coming off of last night with the team in New Orleans. Love to know. Again, as a coach, you're grown adults. You can't tell them, don't go out. Don't go out and have a nice meal. Don't go out and enjoy the nightlife in New Orleans. You just got to trust your guys are going to do the right thing and be ready to play the next day. And there's no way to know if that correlates with what happened on the court. I'm not saying that necessarily is the case. Could be. Don't know. You always hear the terms of business trip. right? You got NFL teams, they head off to the Super Bowl, and you got some coaches that stay in the middle of it, right? Staying at a team hotel, so forth, right there in the middle of all the distractions and all that nonsense. Then you got some coaches that say, I don't really trust my guys. We're going to stay out here in the suburb. We're not going to stay where all the action is. And we can just bus in to do the media obligations that we have and so forth. But we're going to stay out there. You go back to that New Orleans Super Bowl with Leroy Butler and all those guys. I believe, could be wrong, but if memory serves correct, I believe Leroy said they stayed right there. They stayed right there. And I believe he said, in that Super Bowl, that Mike Holmgren was like, I trust you guys. Be ready to go. Super Bowl tomorrow, let's go. Right? And do your thing. And he let them go out and have a good time and do whatever they wanted to do and trusted that they would be ready to go for that Super Bowl. And they were. So, to a degree, yes, you have to trust your players to be ready. And I don't know the mindset of what this team is thinking right now. By the looks of it, it feels like to me they're still just like, it's a regular season game. We'll be okay when the postseason starts. We'll just flip the switch. But sometimes when you flip the switch, nothing turns on. There ain't nothing there. No power. Light doesn't turn on. And then you're screwed. I'd rather you build the momentum, because I believe in momentum in sports. I know some of you don't, but I do. I believe in momentum in sports. So build that momentum going into the playoffs. Just like the Cardinals have done several times on their way to win a World Series. Just like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers going to that Super Bowl. They built momentum last couple of games and rolled through the playoffs using that momentum. Happens all the time in sports. That is what I want to see from this team. And I would assume that that is what Doc wants to see from this team as well. Because if Doc is going through this kind of laissez-faire attitude of, we'll be fine. If that's his leadership, then he better be right. He better be right that come playoff time, these guys are just going to turn it on and take care of business. If you look right now at the standings, the NBA standings as we sit, let's call them up here quickly. So right now, they're the 2 seed by a game and a half over the Knicks, 2 games over the Cavaliers. So they're not guaranteed the 2 seed, but right now they sit. So if they sit there, they're going to get one of the teams from the play-in tournament. Boston will get the other. The play-in tournament teams right now are Miami, Philly, Chicago, and Atlanta. Miami, you've had your issues with. They're saying Embiid will be back for that Philly for the playoffs for Philly. That's what they're saying. We'll see. Atlanta is playing really well as of late. They've won 4 straight. Like I said, took care of Boston tonight behind Deontay Murray over 40 points again tonight. And then you've got the Chicago Bulls, who I'm not really sold necessarily on the Chicago Bulls, but you're going to face one of those teams. Miami has proved to have your number over the course of time. Embiid is not going to be a cakewalk if he's right and playing. And we'll see about Atlanta. We're going to find out coming up next year about from Atlanta what this is going to look like when you face them Saturday night. We'll see. You better be able to turn it on. I don't believe they will lose that series, no matter who it is. But if you're playing well, you could end that series a lot quicker. If you're not playing well, then that series is going to go the full length of the series. And then you got to get ready for your next matchup, which will be whoever the 3 seed is, providing they do their business and beat whoever the 6 seed is. Which, again, Miami could slide up. Indiana could slide down to 6. We know what Indiana is like. They've been hurt, though, so I don't think they're really the same team necessarily like they were earlier in the year. You don't want to go a full length of a series in the first round. You want to take care of that. Boom, boom, 1, 2, 3. Out you go. We move on. That quickly. See ya. And get some rest. Let the 3 seed battle forever against whoever they're playing the 6 seed. But if you're not ready, who knows? And you don't want to come down to a final game of a series against anybody. Because then all that would have to happen is they shoot well from 3, you miss a bunch of 3s, series over. Because we know we're not going to work it inside. We're just going to rely on hitting 43s every game. My God. All right, Bucks lose tonight. Take your calls here. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Doc Rivers is talking. We'll hear from Doc Rivers coming up in a little bit as well. Dame Lillard, he was banged up in this game. He's limping off at halftime. Then in the third quarter, he went limping off again to the back of the stadium and then came back. So we'll see. I mean, he looked fine when he was out there. He was on the exercise bike there for a little while too, according to Eric Name. So I think he'll be okay to go on Saturday night, or at least you would think. But you got to be super precautious here because the playoffs are the main thing. So if Lillard needs an extra day or two, then don't play him against Atlanta. You're going to lose, but then don't play him. And wait and let him play against Washington, or wait till you get home. Don't play him the next two games to make sure he's good to go. So frustrating right now, these last two games. So beyond frustrating. Take a quick time. I'll come back. Joe Brown. Remember Joe Brown? He was the guy that used to be the in-game announcer for the Milwaukee Bucks down at Fiserv Forum. We have Joe Brown coming up here at 10:20. We'll catch up with him, talk about what he's been up to as of late. And obviously, he still follows the Bucks. He's all over the Bucks. I mean, dude's one of the biggest Bucks fans I've ever met in my life. Not even close. With a lot of other people. So we'll talk to Joe Brown, get his thoughts on the Bucks too. Let me tell you all about Wendy's and their breakfast. Not a morning person? Well, you are now, because Wendy's is bringing you one more sweet reason to hop out of bed. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning cravings. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey, gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull Apart. Dial it up, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The final buzzer has sounded and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Bucks. Come up on the losing end this evening. Wasn't pretty. was not pretty. They lose 107 to 100 tonight to the New Orleans Pelicans. Just not pretty at all tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it really stinks because at the end of the day, you wanted to get some momentum back after losing to the Lakers. You really did. You wanted some type of momentum back on your side, and you simply could not get that momentum back, which now means you've lost two in a row, and now you have to figure out how to get something back going the right way against an Atlanta team that took care of Boston tonight, 123 to 102. I told you earlier, Deontay Murray went off 44 points. 44 points. Seven boards, seven assists in that game. 24 for Bogdanovich, 21 for Danielle Hunter. All of that. And yet, the Boston Celtics couldn't overcome it. Murray hits a big shot there at the end. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Buff in Waupun. You're up next here on the Potawatomi Sports Book Pro Hoops Post Game Show, served up by Wendy's. What's up, Buff? And I do not hear Buff. Are you there, Buff? Nope, not there. I don't know. I'm not sure what is going on here. I think I'm having some issues with my phone, possibly. But I'm not quite sure if that is the case or not. Let's see. Let's try it over here. Buff, are you there? Nope. Yep. I think I'm definitely having issues with the phone tonight. So I apologize for those of you that have been trying to get through. We've been trying to get to answer the calls and so forth, but we're having some issues with the phone lines for whatever the reason, and I cannot seem to figure out why. So hopefully we'll be able to get those fixed by Saturday, because I know that you've been calling in and I've been trying to figure this out and I just cannot. So it's just you and me and Joe Brown, and hopefully I can figure this out before we get Joe Brown on. Hopefully. Bucks lose 107 to 100 to the New Orleans Pelicans, like I was saying. There was a few tweets that came in earlier, and I said that I was going to answer them coming up here on the postgame show. So let's go over a couple of those. One of which was from C. Wolf, who tweeted at Sparky Radio and at 1250 AM The Fam. Sparky, explain to me how the Bucks got rid of a coach who was 17 games over 500 for a coach that is only three games over 500. Why did Horst think Rivers was a good hire? Blow the team up, too slow, and now too old. And this was during the game, while the game was going on. And we're going to get to Joe Brown coming up here, hopefully, in about 13 minutes. This is the thing. Go back and read, if you have access to The Athletic, go back and read the Eric Name piece after they fired Adrian Griffin and hired Doc Rivers. Read the quotes in there from Giannis. Maybe right after, or maybe it was during the All-Star break. First of all, in that interview, he's swearing left and right. Like, just swearing like a sailor. Is that what they say? That's what he was doing in this piece. And in this piece, he talks about the fact that when Griffin was there, he was helping to draw plays up. He was helping them run different drills. He was going to bed at night stressing about the next day's game or game plan or whatever the case was. He was pretty much helping to coach the basketball team for Adrian Griffin. By all accounts, that's what it was. And he did pretty good. Because like you said, they were the two seed. He was doing his thing. Then they hired Doc Rivers, who has a championship eons ago with the Boston Celtics. Consistently in the playoffs, Clippers, Philly. But a guy that's been around a long time. Knows how to be a head coach. Knows how to run a practice. Knows how to put together game plans and all that fun stuff. Giannis says, hey, I can actually sleep okay at night now that Doc's here. I don't got to worry about this anymore. Doc's got it. That's why. That's why they made a move. Because I'm telling you right now, you do not want your superstar stressing going to bed at night about what the game plan is going to be the next day or the practice or whatever the case may be. He doesn't need all that. All he should have to worry about doing is executing the game plan that the coach puts together. Nothing more than that. And that apparently is what was happening. And that is why when we start talking about who the MVP should be, it's Giannis. I mean, just literally take that interview from Eric Name and mail it or email it, whatever you do nowadays to voters. Email it to every voter in the NBA that has a vote for the MVP. And simply put in the email, what other player had to do this in the first half of the season for their team? And, you know, the reply coming back could be, yeah, but by all accords, Giannis is the one that wanted this dude hired. It's his own fault. To which, if the Bucks are going to be, you know, real about this, the front office, the ownership, are the ones that presented those three guys to Giannis. Kenny Atkinson, right? Had a cup of coffee with the Nets. They played hard for him. Longtime Golden State Warriors assistant coach, all that stuff. So he was one, former head coach. You had Adrian Griffin, never been a head coach, longtime assistant, former Buck player, former Buck assistant coach back in the day. And you had Nick Nurse, who won a championship. And I firmly think that they thought, and I thought, and you probably thought, that Nick Nurse was going to be the guy that Giannis would pick after talking to the three of them. That would be Giannis' guy. Let's go. Here we go. But according to reports, not so much. Didn't like him. Not at all. No. So again, according to reports, wanting to play for a guy that played in the NBA. That's Giannis' deal now. Fine. So it's going to be Adrian Griffin. At that point, I'm not sure how confident the front office and ownership group was after he picked Adrian Griffin. Not so sure. I firmly believe they threw Adrian Griffin in there as a third guy thinking he's not going to pick him, but there's your former NBA player that you want, so we'll throw him in there. Knowing or thinking he'd pick the guy that won a championship. But that's not how it went. Then you have Terry Stotts, who quits, walks away. That was a huge red flag. Gigantic. Talked about that on Green and Growing too. When he walked away, I've known Terry Stotts for a long time. When he walked away, to me, and I haven't talked to Terry about this at all, so don't read into this, but to me, outside looking in, it was, he don't respect Adrian Griffin. He don't think this is going to work. And if Adrian Griffin's not going to leave him alone to do what he wants to do, and he's going to try and be his boss and head coach and all that, Terry Stotts said, nope, I'm not going through this. I'm out. See you later. Not doing it. Because, again, longtime head coach, has been assistant in forever. So it was a big, you know, step back for the ego to have to be an assistant coach to a first-time head coach to begin with. And, by all accords, it wasn't Adrian Griffin's hire to begin with. That was an arranged marriage, once again, from your front office and ownership group to stick him with Adrian Griffin. And tell Adrian Griffin, you're taking him. Now, I don't know if they forced Prunty on him too. Not positive. Wouldn't be surprised. And I get why. In the NBA, this has always been a thing. It probably is a thing in all sports at the pro level, right? It's always been where get yourself a gray hair or blue hair, whatever you want to call it, to be with that first-time coach. So one of those lead assistants that's been a head coach before, that's been through it, you know, that's older, that can help be that sounding board for that head coach, that can help set up a schedule, that can help run a practice, that can help game plan, that can help do all this stuff, dealing with the clock during a game, whatever. That's what you're hoping for. But you know what? The issue is that Stotts left. So now he was down to Joe Prunty. Everybody loves Joe Prunty. He then went out and got another guy to replace Stotts, about a month later, that was with him in Toronto that was out there and brought him in. Okay, fine. But it's not the same thing. Prunty's been an interim coach. Stotts was a head coach. Not only was Stotts a head coach, he was a head coach for Damian Lillard. And he was putting together an offense that was going to help Damian Lillard fit in and play to the strengths of Giannis. And that's how this whole thing was going to work. So he exits stage left. Now you don't run anything by according to Doc Rivers, that is anything from Portland's offense to help Dame Lillard get himself going and acclimated. So Lillard continues to struggle to try and fit in through this whole thing. Fast forward a month or so, and now the front office is like, uh-oh, we got problems. Because they're seeing and hearing, I'm sure, what's going on in practice and in games and so forth. And I'm sure they're hearing from players. Well, but guarantee you that was happening. And then they decide we're going to get Doc to be a confidant to help us out and help Adrian Griffin out. Another arranged marriage. Yet again. Folks, I'm telling you right now, when you start forcing people to work with people that they don't know, or maybe they do know, but they weren't looking for their help to begin with, and now you're telling them, oh no, you're going to take this help and you're going to like it, puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth involved. It does. Because if you're Adrian Griffin, so you don't trust me. We're the two seed. I'm telling you, I think this defense is coming along. We're going in the right directions. Have some patience. You knew what my plan was coming in. And my plan did not include Dame Lillard. That happened after the fact. So I'm having to adjust what I'm doing on offense too. So from his point of view, I'm sure he was beyond frustrated by how he was being treated. And rightfully so. He wasn't even given a full year to see what he could do. Who's the better head coach? Doc Rivers. Close, not even close. It's not even remotely close. He is the better head coach. He has more experience. But just like somebody that goes to college and wants to get into a profession, and the profession they're trying to get into, there are no internships available. There's no way of trying to get into the business. So then what happens? Now you're being hired off of your resume, which includes only your college degree, which, God bless America, go get your college degree. Fine, I'm with you. But when you put your resumes in and you're going for a job, and there's people applying that have real life experience in the job you're in, you have none but a degree, you're probably not getting picked over the person that has real life experience in that job. So you do all of that college work, you spend all of that money, and then it's harder than get out to get in if you have no experience in the field you're going into because there are no internships available. You're not making the connections to try and help you get into the business, and you're stuck. And then you end up doing something else instead of what you really wanted to do in life. That happens all the time. In this scenario, Adrian Griffin paid his dues, had the real life experience, had everything, wanted a shot. He never was even given a full shot at this thing. And got it yanked. I'm not sure he'll ever be a head coach again. I don't think he will. I think it's over. And that sucks, especially for him. Even though it didn't go smoothly, you listen to Giannis, clearly it wasn't organized or done right or whatever the case may be. Fine. But he didn't even make it a year. So now he's going to have to go out. If he ever wants to be head coach again, he's going to have to go back and be an assistant coach again. And I can all but guarantee you that's exactly how this is going to play. He'll go back and be assistant coach again. I would be absolutely surprised if anybody gave him another opportunity this as a head coach. And again, to me, that sucks. It really, really does. It sucks big time. 107 to 100, the Pelicans over the Bucks tonight. Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown, as we used to call him on WSSP back in the day when he was with us. And of course, he was the host on the Kiss FM morning show as well back in the day with Allie Faith. So coming up next, we'll hear from the Judge Joe Brown, former in-game announcer and in-game entertainer for the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk to him about what he's up to now and get his thoughts on this Milwaukee Bucks team. Straight ahead here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, the Bucks lose tonight 107 to 100. It was not pretty. Not pretty at all for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. It really wasn't. Really a sad deal here. They looked like they really weren't interested, to be honest with you. That's what it looked like in the beginning of the game, which really sucks because we're really hoping that they would be able to come out and play well and forget about what happened in that Lakers game. And unfortunately, that is just not what happened. And instead, now you have a bitter taste in your mouth, I guess you could say, going into this next game against Atlanta, and Atlanta is playing really well. And that's the thing that is concerning here is the fact that because you are struggling the last couple of games, now you're going to have to try and figure out how to overcome that going forward here. And that is, again, something that you don't really want to have to try and do, but that's what you're going to have to do in order to come back and beat Atlanta. You're going to have a really good defensive effort because they're playing really well here the last four games in a row they've won, including tonight against Boston. And you'll have to have that same type of intensity that you had against Oklahoma City, and we'll see if you're able to pull that one off or not. All right, let's hear from Doc Rivers here, who talked earlier today on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Points off second chances, the yeah. Made up the deficit.
Yeah.
At that point, just what were they doing, or how were they able to sort of affect you all in that way?
You know, that's what they do. Give them credit. Like, they're a big forced turnover team. They're a big offensive rebounding team. I thought the offensive rebounds came from dribble penetration, you know. Guy drives, you're seeing your big, it allows Valanciunas and the other guys on the glass. I did think there was a lot of, I thought we did a better job in the third quarter of cleaning that up. We took care of the ball in the third quarter, got it down to what, four or five, then we have three turnovers in a row, and bam, it goes right back to 10. It's a team you just can't turn the ball over. They're too big, they're too long, they're too fast going downhill. I just thought some of our passes were not, they were a lot of risk passes. We threw a full court pass. We kept telling them when you roll with their double-sided, they pre-rotate. You got to throw it back, and that in the paint. We kept doing it. They kept getting it. So, we'll watch the film and be better for it. Yeah. Just I thought we fell on a set, honestly, you know. And the only disappointing part of me is we got away from it. Like, you fall on something that works, and they hadn't, we literally scored, either Giannis or somebody, probably 12, 13 straight times, and then we just literally went away from just four plays, four misses, bam, they score, and it goes back to 10. It's a good lesson for us.
I caught a fourth quarter, I think Giannis doesn't take his first shot until last bucket with 28 seconds.
Yeah.
What'd you see with not being able to get?
Same thing. They started taking it away, right? They crowded the paint and they forced us to move the ball.
So what's the last game talked about? Maybe the ball sticking at times.
Yeah.
So is that part of, you mentioned a lesson, is that part of it where if it is going like that, maybe it is okay?
No, we say that every night. Like, we mention that. I said it today to you guys. I don't care if a guy's ISOing and we're scoring. That's what we were doing. But when they take that away, you have to go to the next option.
Chris was 3 of 12 tonight.
Yeah, I thought listen, I don't know. I had a lot of front rim shots. He played a lot of minutes the other night. You know, that's what, sitting and watching, that's what we felt. I thought he got his legs a little bit later in the game. But I'm, Chris can shoot the ball, so we're not that concerned by it.
Chris,
Can you talk about Beasley's production from your viewpoint on both ends?
Yeah, he's fighting. You know, he's playing hard, moves the ball, shoots it when he's open, and he's guarding the best guy every night. That takes a lot.
When the Bucks are playing their game, what do you identify as their game?
You know, every game's different. There is no game, one game. You know, it'd be great if we can say, but we do have to play at a better pace every night. When we play slow, I don't think we're a great basketball team, but when we play in transition, meaning we're getting misses, when we move the ball from side to side in half-court offense, that's what we're trying to do every night.
And how do you push that?
Well, you just keep coaching it. You keep doing it, you know. I always say if it was easy, we'd just start doing it on the first call, but there's stretches in the game that you do it, and then there's stretches that we don't.
That is the story since Doc Rivers has been here, right? They look good for a stretch, and then they look horrible after that. And his point on Chris Middleton, I think, is a fair one. It is. Because, again, Middleton hasn't been playing. He missed, what, 18 games or whatever it was? So you're only a few games back. And I pointed out after that Laker game that, hey, man, you didn't play him on the second game of a back-to-back a couple of days ago, and then you ran him out there for 39 minutes? So in one sentence or whatever, out of your mouth, you're saying, well, we're trying to be careful with Chris here. That's why we're not playing him in a back-to-back. We're going to rest him. And then you come back with 39? And now tonight he plays 33. And as he points out, stuff in the front of the rim, not a great shooting night, 1 of 7 from 3, 3 of 12 from the field. Things didn't go well for Middleton. And I agree with Doc that, oh, he'll be all right. Okay, I'm with you. But again, this goes back to what I was saying before. You have to be in stride going into the playoffs. That's what we're trying to get done here in the next couple of weeks. That's what this has to be about. We can't be having these same conversations after games in the playoffs. Plain and simple, cannot be that. And if it is going to be that way, then you're going to lose. You're going to lose games. And God forbid you lose a series in the first or second round. Now, again, I still think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I still think they get to deal with Boston, and then we'll see what happens. So I'm not sitting here on the air saying, oh, they're going to lose their first round matchup. Oh, they're going to lose in the second round. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is, if they don't play better, these series are going to go much longer than they should. Instead of you putting teams away and be moving on to the next series, it's going to be a struggle. Instead of you getting a sweep or winning or losing only one game, these teams are going to take you to the limit, and then you're going to have to figure out how to win the last game in a series. And because you have Giannis, Lillard, and Middleton, your chances are going to be pretty good that you can win that big game at the end of a series. So you'll be able to hopefully survive and continue to move on. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM The Fan, served up by Wendy's. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Like I said, we were trying to get Joe Brown on the show, but we are having phone issues, and I'm not going to be able to make that happen tonight, as I've not been able to get you guys on either on the postgame show. So between now and Saturday, hopefully we'll be able to get those phone issues fixed. We'll start taking calls again coming up on Saturday night after the Bucks take on the Atlanta Hawks. But tonight they lose 107 to 100. And I said I had some tweets that I want to kind of get out and read here as well. During this game, Eric Namath tweeted, this was in the first half, was 5:47 to go left in the first half. The Pelicans have completely shut down the Bucks tonight with their defense. The Bucks have 7 turnovers tonight, and 3 of their shots have been blocked. That, to me, a lot of when that type of stuff happens, when you look slow like they looked in the first half, that's effort. A lot of the times, that's effort. Could be dead legs. Could be that you're tired from 2 nights ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The final buzzer has sounded and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome in. Bucks come up on the losing end this evening. Wasn't pretty. Was not pretty. They lose 107 to 100 tonight to the New Orleans Pelicans. Just not pretty at all tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it really stinks, because at the end of the day, you wanted to get some momentum back after losing to the Lakers. You really did. You wanted some type of momentum back on your side, and you simply could not get that momentum back, which now means you've lost two in a row, and now you have to figure out how to get something back going the right way against an Atlanta team that took care of Boston tonight, 123-102. I told you earlier, Deontay Murray went off 44 points. 44 points. Seven boards, seven assists in that game. 24 for Bogdanovich, 21 for Danielle Hunter. All of that. And yet, the Boston Celtics couldn't overcome it. Murray hits a big shot there at the end. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Buff in Waupun. You're up next here on the Potawatomi Sports Book Pro Hoops Post Game Show, served up by Wendy's. What's up, Buff? And I do not hear Buff. Are you there, Buff? Nope, not there. I don't know. I'm not sure what is going on here. I think I'm having some issues with my phone, possibly. But I'm not quite sure if that is the case or not. Let's see. Let's try it over here. Buff, are you there? Nope. Yep. I think I'm definitely having issues with the phone tonight. So I apologize for those of you that have been trying to get through. We've been trying to get to answer the calls and so forth, but we're having some issues with the phone lines for whatever the reason, and I cannot seem to figure out why.
So hopefully we'll be able to get those fixed by Saturday, because I know that you've been calling in and I've been trying to figure this out and I just cannot. So it's just you and me and Joe Brown, and hopefully I can figure this out before we get Joe Brown on. Hopefully. Bucks lose 107-100 to the New Orleans Pelicans. Like I was saying, there was a few tweets that came in earlier, and I said that I was going to answer them coming up here on the postgame show. So let's go over a couple of those. One of which was from C. Wolf, who tweeted at Sparky Radio and at 1250 AM The Fam. Sparky, explained to me how the Bucks got rid of a coach who was 17 games over 500 for a coach that is only 3 games over 500. Why did Horace think Rivers was a good hire? Blow the team up, too slow, and now too old. And this was during the game, while the game was going on. And we're going to get to Joe Brown coming up here, hopefully, in about 13 minutes. This is the thing. Go back and read, if you have access to The Athletic, go back and read the Eric Name piece after they fired Adrian Griffin and hired Doc Rivers. Read the quotes in there from Giannis. Maybe right after, or maybe it was during the All-Star break. First of all, in that interview, he's swearing left and right. Like, just swearing like a sailor. Is that what they say? That's what he was doing in this piece. And in this piece, he talks about the fact that when Griffin was there, he was helping to draw plays up. He was helping them run different drills. He was going to bed at night stressing about the next day's game or game plan or whatever the case was. He was pretty much helping to coach the basketball team for Adrian Griffin. By all accounts, that's what it was. And he did pretty good. Because like you said, they were the 2 seed. He was doing his thing. Then they hired Doc Rivers, who has a championship eons ago with the Boston Celtics. Consistently in the playoffs, Clippers, Philly. But a guy that's been around a long time. Knows how to be a head coach. Knows how to run a practice. Knows how to put together game plans and all that fun stuff. Giannis says, hey, I can actually sleep okay at night now that Doc's here. I don't got to worry about this anymore. Doc's got it. That's why. That's why they made a move. Because I'm telling you right now, you do not want your superstar stressing going to bed at night about what the game plan is going to be the next day or the practice or whatever the case may be. He doesn't need all that. All he should have to worry about doing is executing the game plan that the coach puts together. Nothing more than that. And that apparently is what was happening. And that is why when we start talking about who the MVP should be, it's Giannis. I mean, just literally take that interview from Eric Name and mail it. Or email it, whatever you do nowadays to voters. Email it to every voter in the NBA that has a vote for the MVP. And simply put in the email, what other player had to do this in the first half of the season for their team? And, you know, the reply coming back could be, yeah, but by all accords, Giannis is the one that wanted this dude hired. It's his own fault. To which, if the Bucks are going to be, you know, real about this, the front office, the ownership, are the ones that presented those 3 guys to Giannis. Kenny Atkinson, right? Had a cup of coffee with the Nets. They played hard for him. Longtime Golden State Warriors assistant coach, all that stuff. So he was one, former head coach. You had Adrian Griffin. Never been a head coach, longtime assistant, former Buck player, former Buck assistant coach back in the day. And you had Nick Nurse, who won a championship. And I firmly think that they thought, and I thought, and you probably thought, that Nick Nurse was going to be the guy that Giannis would pick after talking to the 3 of them. That would be Giannis's guy. Let's go. Here we go. But according to reports, not so much. Didn't like him.
Not at all. No. So again, according to reports, wanting to play for a guy that played in the NBA. That's Giannis's deal now. Fine. So it's going to be Adrian Griffin. At that point, I'm not sure how confident the front office and ownership group was after he picked Adrian Griffin. Not so sure. I firmly believe they threw Adrian Griffin in there as a third guy, thinking he's not going to pick him, but there's your former NBA player that you want, so we'll throw him in there. Knowing or thinking he picked the guy that won a championship. But that's not how it went. Then you have Terry Stotts, who quits, walks away. That was a huge red flag. Gigantic. Talked about that on Green and Growing too. When he walked away, I've known Terry Stotts for a long time. When he walked away, to me, and I haven't talked to Terry about this at all, so don't read into this, but to me, outside looking in, it was, he don't respect Adrian Griffin. He don't think this is going to work. And if Adrian Griffin's not going to leave him alone to do what he wants to do, and he's going to try and be his boss and head coach and all that, Terry Stotts said, nope, I'm not going through this. I'm out. See you later. Not doing it. Because, again, longtime head coach, has been assistant in forever. So it was a big, step back for the ego to have to be an assistant coach to a first-time head coach to begin with. And, by all accounts, it wasn't Adrian Griffin's hire to begin with. That was an arranged marriage, once again, from your front office and ownership group to stick him with Adrian Griffin. And tell Adrian Griffin, you're taking him. Now, I don't know if they forced Prunty on him too. Not positive. Wouldn't be surprised. And I get why. In the NBA, this has always been a thing. It probably is a thing in all sports at the pro level, right? It's always been where get yourself a gray hair or blue hair, whatever you want to call it, to be with that first-time coach. So one of those lead assistants that's been a head coach before, that's been through it, that's older, that can help be that sounding board for that head coach, that can help set up a schedule, that can help run a practice, that can help game plan, that can help do all this stuff, dealing with the clock during a game, whatever. That's what you're hoping for. But you know what? The issue is that Stotts left. So now he was down to Joe Prunty. Everybody loves Joe Prunty. He then went out and got another guy to replace Stotts, about a month later, that was with him in Toronto, that was out there, and brought him in. Okay, fine. But it's not the same thing. Prunty's been an interim coach. Stotts was a head coach. Not only was Stotts a head coach, he was a head coach for Damian Lillard. And he was putting together an offense that was going to help Damian Lillard fit in and play to the strengths of Giannis, and that's how this whole thing was going to work. So he exits stage left. Now you don't run anything, by according to Doc Rivers, that is anything from Portland's offense to help Dame Lillard get himself going and acclimated. So Lillard continues to struggle to try and fit in through this whole thing. Fast forward a month or so, and now the front office is like, uh-oh, we got problems. Because they're seeing and hearing, I'm sure, what's going on in practice and in games and so forth. And I'm sure they're hearing from players. Well, but guarantee you that was happening. And then they decide, we're going to get Doc to be a confidant to help us out and help Adrian Griffin out. Another arranged marriage. Yet again. Folks, I'm telling you right now, when you start forcing people to work with people that they don't know, or maybe they do know, but they weren't looking for their help to begin with, and now you're telling them, oh no, you're going to take this help and you're going to like it, puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth involved. It does. Because if you're Adrian Griffin, so you don't trust me. We're the two seed. I'm telling you, I think this defense is coming along. We're going in the right directions. Have some patience. You knew what my plan was coming in. And my plan did not include Dame Lillard. That happened after the fact. So I'm having to adjust what I'm doing on offense too. So from his point of view, I'm sure he was beyond frustrated by how he was being treated. And rightfully so.
He wasn't even given a full year to see what he could do. Who's the better head coach? Doc Rivers. Close. Not even close. It's not even remotely close. He is the better head coach. He has more experience. But just like somebody that goes to college and wants to get into a profession, and the profession they're trying to get into, there are no internships available. There's no way of trying to get into the business. So then what happens? Now you're being hired off of your resume, which includes only your college degree, which, God bless America, go get your college degree. Fine, I'm with you. But when you put your resumes in and you're going for a job and there's people applying that have real life experience in the job you're in, you have none but a degree, you're probably not getting picked over the person that has real life experience in that job. So you do all of that college work, you spend all of that money, and then it's harder than get out to get in if you have no experience in the field you're going into because there are no internships available, you're not making the connections to try and help you get into the business, and you're stuck. And then you end up doing something else instead of what you really wanted to do in life. That happens all the time. In this scenario, Adrian Griffin paid his dues, had the real life experience, had everything, wanted a shot. He never was even given a full shot at this thing and got it yanked. I'm not sure he'll ever be a head coach again. I don't think he will. I think it's over. And that sucks, especially for him. Even though it didn't go smoothly, you listen to Giannis, clearly it wasn't organized or done right or whatever the case may be. Fine. But he didn't even make it a year. So now he's going to have to go out. If he ever wants to be head coach again, he's going to have to go back and be an assistant coach again. And I can all but guarantee you that's exactly how this is going to play. He'll go back and be assistant coach again. I would be absolutely surprised if anybody gave him another opportunity this as a head coach. And again, to me, that sucks. It really, really does. It sucks big time. 107-100, the Pelicans over the Bucks tonight. Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown, as we used to call him on WSSP back in the day when he was with us. And of course, he was the host on the Kiss FM morning show as well back in the day with Allie Faith. So coming up next, we'll hear from the Judge Joe Brown, former in-game announcer and in-game entertainer for the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk to him about what he's up to now and get his thoughts on this Milwaukee Bucks team. Straight ahead here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, the Bucks lose tonight, 107-100. It was not pretty. Not pretty at all for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. It really wasn't. Really a sad deal here. They looked like they really weren't interested, to be honest with you. That's what it looked like in the beginning of the game, which really sucks because we're really hoping that they would be able to come out and play well and forget about what happened in that Lakers game. And unfortunately, that is just not what happened. And instead, now you have a bitter taste in your mouth, I guess you could say, going into this next game against Atlanta. And Atlanta is playing really well. And that's the thing that is concerning here is the fact that because you are struggling the last couple of games, now you're going to have to try and figure out how to overcome that going forward here. And that is, again, something that you don't really want to have to try and do, but that's what you're going to have to do in order to come back and beat Atlanta. You're going to have a really good defensive effort because they're playing really well here the last four games in a row they've won, including tonight against Boston.
And you'll have to have that same type of intensity that you had against Oklahoma City. And we'll see if you're able to pull that one off or not. All right, let's hear from Doc Rivers here, who talked earlier today on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Points off second chances to say yeah. made up the deficit.
Yeah.
At that point, just what were they doing, or how were they able to sort of affect you all in that way?
You know, that's what they do. Give them credit. Like, they're a big forced turnover team. They're a big offensive rebounding team. I thought the offensive rebounds came from dribble penetration, you know. Guy drives, you're seeing your big, it allows Valanciunas and the other guys on the glass. I did think there was a lot of, I thought we did a better job in the third quarter of cleaning that up. We took care of the ball in the third quarter, got it down to what, four or five, then we have three turnovers in a row, and bam, it goes right back to 10. It's a team you just can't turn the ball over. They're too big, they're too long, they're too fast going downhill. I just thought some of our passes were not, they were a lot of risk passes. You know, we threw a full court pass. We kept telling them when you roll with their double-sided, they pre-rotate. You got to throw it back. And that, in the paint, we kept doing it. They kept getting it. So, you know, we'll watch the film and be better for it. Yeah. Just, I thought we fell on a set, honestly, you know. And the only disappointing part of me is we got away from it. Like, you fall on something that works, and they hadn't, we literally scored, either Giannis or somebody, probably 12, 13 straight times, and then we just literally went away from just four plays, four misses, bam, they score, and it goes back to 10. You know, it's a good lesson for us.
Like, fourth quarter, I think Giannis doesn't take his first shot until last bucket
of
28 seconds.
Yeah.
What'd you see with nothing?
Same thing. They started taking it away, right? They crowded the paint and they forced us to move the ball.
So what's the last game talked about? Maybe the ball sticking at times.
Yeah.
So what's, is that part of, you mentioned a lesson, is that part of it where if it is going like that, maybe it is okay?
No, we say that every night. Like, we mention that. I said it today to you guys. I don't care if a guy's ISO-ing and we're scoring. That's what we were doing. But when they take that away, you have to go to the next option.
Chris was 3-12-9.
Yeah, I thought he had, you know, listen, I don't know. A lot of front rim shots. He played a lot of minutes the other night. You know, that's what, sitting and watching, that's what we felt. I thought he got his legs a little bit later in the game. But I'm, you know, again, Chris can shoot the ball, so we're not that concerned by it.
Can you talk about Beasley's production
compared to 3-point
on both ends?
Yeah, he's fighting. You know, he's playing hard, moves the ball, shoots it when he's open, and he's guarding the best guy every night. That takes a lot.
When the Bucks are playing their game, what do you identify as their game?
You know, every game's different. There is no game, one game. You know, it'd be great if we can say, but we do have to play at a better pace every night. When we play slow, I don't think we're a great basketball team, but when we play in transition, meaning we're getting misses, when we move the ball from side to side in half-court offense, that's what we're trying to do every night.
And how do you push that?
Well, you just keep coaching it. You keep doing it, you know. I always say if it was easy, we'd just start doing it on the first call, but there's stretches in the game that you do it, and then there's stretches that we don't.
That is the story since Doc Rivers has been here, right? They look good for a stretch, and then they look horrible after that. And his point on Chris Middleton, I think, is a fair one. It is. Because, again, Middleton hasn't been playing. He missed, what, 18 games or whatever it was? So you're only a few games back. And I pointed out after that Laker game that, hey, man, you didn't play him on the second game of a back-to-back a couple of days ago, and then you ran him out there for 39 minutes? So in one sentence or whatever, out of your mouth, you're saying, well, we're trying to be careful with Chris here. That's why we're not playing him in a back-to-back. We're going to rest him. And then you come back with 39? And now tonight he plays 33. And as he points out, stuff in the front of the rim, not a great shooting night, 1 of 7 from 3 of 12 from the field. Things didn't go well for Middleton. And I agree with Doc that, oh, he'll be all right. Okay, I'm with you. But again, this goes back to what I was saying before. You have to be in stride going into the playoffs. That's what we're trying to get done here in the next couple of weeks. That's what this has to be about. We can't be having these same conversations after games in the playoffs. Plain and simple, cannot be that. And if it is going to be that way, then you're going to lose. You're going to lose games. And God forbid you lose a series in the first or second round. Now, again, I still think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I still think they get to deal with Boston, and then we'll see what happens. So I'm not sitting here on the air saying, oh, they're going to lose their first round matchup. Oh, they're going to lose in the second round. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is, if they don't play better, these series are going to go much longer than they should. Instead of you putting teams away and be moving on to the next series, it's going to be a struggle. Instead of you getting a sweep or winning or losing only one game, these teams are going to take you to the limit, and then you're going to have to figure out how to win the last game in a series. And because you have Giannis, Lillard, and Middleton, your chances are going to be pretty good that you can win that big game at the end of a series. So you'll be able to hopefully survive and continue to move on. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show here on 1250 AM. The Fan, served up by Wendy's. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Like I said, we were trying to get Joe Brown on the show, but we are having phone issues, and I'm not going to be able to make that happen tonight, as I've not been able to get you guys on either on the postgame show. So between now and Saturday, hopefully we'll be able to get those phone issues fixed, and we'll start taking calls again coming up on Saturday night after the Bucks take on the Atlanta Hawks. But tonight they lose 107 to 100, and I said I had some tweets that I want to kind of get out and read here as well. During this game, Eric Namath tweeted, this was in the first half, was 5:47 to go left in the first half. The Pelicans have completely shut down the Bucks tonight with their defense. The Bucks have 7 turnovers tonight, and 3 of their shots have been blocked. That, to me, a lot of when that type of stuff happens, when you look slow like they looked in the first half, that's effort. A lot of the times, that's effort. Could be dead legs. Could be that you're tired from two nights ago. Sure, it's possible. But again, we're closer and closer to crunch time. As far as Pat Bev goes, I ain't him not playing well tonight. 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 7 minutes. I know he wants to play through this. We can't be super critical of whatever it is he's able to give you. Now, I'm not sure he played 7 minutes because he couldn't handle the pain, and then he brought himself out because he couldn't hit a shot and Doc pulled him out. But for me, if he can't do more than what he did tonight, if he's only going to give you 5 to 7 minutes, you know, is it worth it? Don't know. That to me is the big question. And you want him on the floor because he's an extension of the coaching staff. But he can also be that extension of the coaching staff while he's on the sideline sitting on the bench next to Thanasis, who, by the way, A+ Thanasis on your podcast guest that you've been getting. I was a little irritated by the fact that Jordan Love is on, and I saw the tweet talking about the Lambeau Leap. Jordan Love didn't say anything about, you know, Leroy Butler and how the Leap started to Thanasis or anything like that. And then they tweeted out and don't even tag Leroy in it. That also didn't make much sense to me. But either way, he's got an A+ list of guests on that podcast of his. He's doing a great job with that podcast. But you sit over there on the bench, right? Thanasis is cheerleading, doing what he does, and you can be over there. And again, we all know Pat Bev likes to talk and yell. So he can be over there being another coach trying to help on the defensive end when the defense is in front of him. He can be another guy talking to guys as they're coming off the floor, waiting for Doc to talk to him. Pat Bev can be in there helping out as much as he can prior to Doc getting in there. So Pat Bev can still be an instrumental piece in your playoff run, even if he's not on the floor. And that's going to be a decision that Doc Rivers, I think, is going to have to make more than Pat Bev. Because I think Patrick Beverley is going to try and play no matter what. He's going to suck it up. You know, like he said, they wanted me. I'm here for a championship run. I'll figure it out. And in his podcast, he talks about, hey, no excuses, right? If I have a bad shooting night, no excuses. You know, something happens on the floor and I screw up, no excuses. And that's great. But in 7 minutes, he was 0-4, 0-3 from three, did have two boards, and one personal foul. That was his line in the box score tonight. Now, 7 minutes, is that going to change a game outcome to a win or a loss because he was on the floor for 7 minutes? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it does influence a win or a loss if he's out on the floor for 7 minutes. I don't think that's enough. And if the pain is too bad where he can't play longer than that, then I don't know if it's worth having him on the floor at this point. I just, to me, and look, Lillard played 36 minutes, so he played a ton of minutes. 33 for Beasley, 37 for Brooke, 33 for Middleton, 39 for Giannis. I mean, these type of minutes that these guys are playing never happened under Bud. Never, ever, ever. Griffin was playing these guys a lot of minutes when he was here, and now Doc is playing these guys a lot of minutes. And I want to see how this affects Giannis when they get to the playoffs. Because to me, Bud's deal was, I want to keep my guys fresh, right? So when we get to the playoffs and I ask them to play more minutes, they can handle it and go. Playing as many minutes as they've played this year, the starters, that is going to be a question to me as far as what Giannis is going to look like in the playoffs. You know, how is he going to handle that? Because these 39-minute games are going to be a regular thing in the playoffs, night in, night out. Like that you can pretty much guarantee yourself. Maybe in the first round, if you blow out a team a couple times, maybe he gets some rest there in the fourth quarter. But as you advance and the games get tougher and the series get tougher, he's going to play a lot of minutes. No question he's going to play a lot of minutes. And how will he be able to respond to that is a big deal. But what are your options if Patrick Beverley isn't going to play in the playoffs? If he can't handle it? Well, your only other option is A.J. Green at this point. They don't trust Marjon Beauchamp. That's clear. They don't trust Andre Jackson Jr. enough. And Andre Jackson Jr., you know, defensively, that's kind of his bag, right? That's kind of his deal. So Doc hasn't played him really at all outside of junk time. So I can't see him trusting him in the playoffs, which leaves you with A.J. Green. That's it. That's your guy. A.J. Green tries hard on defense. He does. Moves his feet as fast as he can move his feet. So instead of playing 2 minutes, maybe A.J. Green's playing 10 to 15 minutes or 10 to 12 minutes. And you hope in those 10 or 12 minutes that he's out there that he's able to keep up scoring with as much as he's giving up in those 10 to 12 minutes that he's out there. So if he's out there and he gives up 8 points, hopefully he can knock down a couple of threes, three threes, whatever, and ends up with 9, 10, 12 points while he's out there and makes up for whatever he gives up. That's what you hope for. We'll see what it looks like. We'll see if Beverley plays against Atlanta. That is going to be, to me, a big indicator of really how much you can really think Pat Beverley is going to contribute. Because when this first happened, Pat Beverley was on the phone with his agent on that podcast talking about how he's got to be ready for the playoffs. He's got to be ready for the playoffs. Well, and then he came out here and played right away. So that was surprising. So maybe now we'll rethink things, take a step back and be like, tell you what, you're going to sit for the rest of the regular season. You're not going to play. We're going to do as much as we can from a rest standpoint. Hey, it's ligament damage. There's nothing you can do about that. Not going to heal that any quicker one way or the other. But you're just going to sit for the last couple of weeks. Rest, sit on the bench, help us coach, whatever. And then when we get to the first round of the playoffs, maybe wait through the first round of the playoffs, right? I mean, if it's the Bulls or whoever you think, don't need them. We can win this series without them. You let them sit through the Bulls series too, or whoever you're playing. And then you get to that next round, and then you go, okay, now we're going to need you. You know, do you feel any better than you did, say, 3 weeks ago? And hopefully the answer is yes. And then you run him out there and see how he does. And cross your fingers that he can give you something. I think that would be my approach. I would just force him to sit down. You know, he's not going to like the idea. No question. He's going to be mad about that idea of sitting down the last couple of weeks. But I think that has to be the way you go about it right now. I just don't think there's another way. I'd rather do that than have him play 5 to 7 minutes every night the rest of the way out and never give that thing a chance to heal or get better and just keep banging that, you know, that wrist or whatever into people and so forth. I just don't see any point in it. I'd rather just sit him for the rest of the regular season, maybe sit him through the first round of the playoffs because you shouldn't need him. And then in the second round of the playoffs, after he's gotten a bunch of rest, then bring him back and see what he can contribute one way or the other. And, you know, this also gives you a chance to give AJ Green a bunch of additional playing time. A bunch. You know, fit him into a role here for the last couple of weeks. Give him some critical playoff minutes. And then maybe he gets on a roll. Maybe he catches a little bit of fire and is playing really well heading into the playoffs. And now you've got that guy playing at a high level. Because face facts, he's not going to play a bunch in the playoffs if Pat Beverly is playing his normal minutes. He's just not. He's going to be on the bench with everybody else watching. That's what it looks like. Doc's going to play his vets, which is very common in the NBA. Nothing too crazy or outlandish. George Karl hated playing rookies too back in the day. Didn't want to play Michael Redd. So, I mean, I get it. So there's two things here. One, Pat Beverly gets healthier, hopefully, through rest. And two, AJ Green gets a bunch of run and hopefully builds some confidence and is playing well going into the playoffs and through the first round where now, okay, maybe he's earned time over Pat Connaughton. Maybe Connaughton's not going to get 20 minutes. Maybe Connaughton's going to get 10 and Green's going to get 10 and they're going to split it. Maybe that's how that plays out. Don't know. That's my thoughts on that, though. Pelicans over the Bucks tonight, 107-100. It is the Bottom Line Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome in. See Sparky Fiber with you. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. I could go for it right now. I mean, I really could go for it because I cannot believe they look so bad tonight. A dreamsicle Frosty. I really could. I tweeted out a picture the other day when I got the family Frosties, all dreamsicle Frosties, and each one of us absolutely loved them. I think I'm going to make another stop on the way home tonight to Wendy's. And now I'm not going to bring them home for all the kids because pretty much they'll be sleeping outside of the oldest in the house. The other ones will be sound asleep. But I might just stop and grab one anyhow. These orange dreamsicle Frosties are unbelievable. Remember where you were when you first heard about Wendy's new orange dreamsicle Frosty? I'll give you a hint. It's right now. Wendy's has taken the iconic dreamsicle flavor, you remember, and brought into the modern Frosty era. Available for a limited time, both day and midnight or later. Late night hours may vary. And again, that'll put you in a better mood. I have not tried, I will say this, I have not tried the French fries into the dreamsicle Frosty. Only because I don't know if I would like the orange flavor with a French fry. Right? Like an orange with a potato, essentially. I'm not sure that I would dig that at the end of the day. So I guess that's why I'm kind of nervous to try it. But I don't know. Maybe I'll try it tonight. All right, let's talk about this. A Bucks loss yet again tonight to the New Orleans Pelicans, 107-100. Free throws are the story here the last couple of nights for this Milwaukee Bucks team. 27 of 34 for the Pelicans, 10 of 19 for the Bucks. They had three free throws in the first half, none of which were attempted by Giannis, two of which were attempted by Lillard. He missed both. Lillard is the leading free throw percentage guy in the league, and he was one of three from the line. Giannis was 5 of 11. He's been struggling mightily here as of late. The free throws, and again, you have to get to the point where once you're in the playoffs, and I think you'll be okay. Like, I'm not overly concerned about what this is going to look like, but if you look at his free throw percentage here for the last few games, 45% tonight, 16% against the Lakers, 66% against OKC, 50% against Brooklyn, and then almost 78% against the Philadelphia 76ers. On the season, he is shooting 66% on the season. He's a career 70% free throw shooter overall, and he was close to and around 270, I think, for most of the year, and now has fallen back a little bit here as of recently. You want him shooting over 70% from the line when you get to the playoffs. That's kind of where you want him to be. And hopefully you can get to that point in the playoffs where he's shooting much better at the line. But why aren't they getting fouls called like, you know, the Lakers were getting fouls called for them? Why aren't they getting fouls called for them like the Pelicans were tonight for them? Zion Williamson got to the line 16 free throw attempts. Giannis, 11. I'm not quite sure I buy that Giannis wasn't being hit as many times as Zion Williamson was in this game. I'm not quite sure that I am there. Damian Lillard was one of the guys that has always been one of these, you know, guys that gets to the line a ton. And that has not been the case this year, obviously. Middleton had 0 free throw attempts, mainly because 7 of the 12 shots he took were from 3. It's hard to get yourself to the free throw line when you're just jacking up 3-point shots and not being aggressive and going to the rim. It's going to be hard to get to the free throw line if you don't even attempt to play in the post. It just is. Think about it. When these guys get down towards the baseline on the, and you have Giannis or Middleton, what do? It's a turnaround, step back, fadeaway jumper. Not getting fouled on that. Very, very rarely are you going to get fouled on that, because you're falling away from your opponent. So because of that, it's not going to happen. One aspect of Giannis's game that I think they've done a horrible, capital letters, horrible job of developing is his post game. And again, I'm not saying he's got to be a Olajuwon or anything like that. That he uses his quickness, right, more times than not to beat a guy. Just like Shaq, for the most part, has or did use his power to beat guys. Just rammed guys over and threw it down in their face. And Giannis has done that as well. So it's the spin move inside. He's got this little baby hook that he goes to once in a while around the rim too. But they don't do a good job of getting him positioned in the low block, throwing him the ball, and letting him go to work. And part of the reason is, I think, is because that double comes. And when that double comes, what do you then have to do? Pass it out and let the guy hit the open shot. But they don't go to it enough. It's a lot more of Giannis at the top trying to dribble his way down the lane and get to the rim that way. And for my money, when you're struggling hitting threes and you're struggling from, you know, guys hitting shots, you have two gigantic dudes in Lopez and Giannis. Play little 1990 style basketball. It's okay. The league's not going to fine you. They're not going to suspend your players or your coaches. You can do that. You have two guys more than capable of playing that style of basketball to bail you out when the offense isn't playing well. And the whole idea of pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball. Sure. Yes, Doc Rivers is trying to run a Hoosiers-esque type offense. If you haven't seen the movie Hoosiers, I'm sorry, but it's a great movie. Gene Hackman, look it up. It was made 100 years ago, but it is a good movie. And his whole deal is, what was it, 5 passes he had to make before he could take a shot or something crazy like that. And Doc is all over these guys about moving the basketball side to side in the half court. He brought it up in the postgame presser again tonight. Well, if that's going to be an issue and you can't figure out how to do that and you're going to struggle being able to do that consistently, then fine. Then start dropping the ball in the low post and let those guys go to work underneath. Give the ball to Bobby Portis in the low post. Let's see what he can do underneath. If he's got the advantage, let him work. I'd rather see that, because again, either they're going to draw a double if they're effective and they're going to pitch out to somebody that's going to take a shot, probably a three. They're going to make the basket, or they're going to get fouled and go to the free throw line. I like all three of those options. The idea of them getting stripped and turning it over is probably the most least likely to happen of those four that could happen in that scenario. So to me, I don't understand why that hasn't been addressed here at some point. No idea. But on nights when you struggle offensively the way they've struggled, makes a lot more sense to try and do it that way than the other way. All right, that'll do it for another fine edition here of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. And tournament time is going on right now for certain. Even though the Bucks lose, I'm sure a majority of people are watching college basketball. Arizona, if you missed it, got knocked off tonight. Number two seed Clemson knocked them off. Illinois up, up 9 right now on Iowa State. That game in the second half. And that's your update for your college basketball lovers there. UConn easily handled San Diego State earlier, 82-52. That one in the books. More importantly, Craig Council and the Cubs lost. Hee-haw! Hope you lose every damn game, Council. 4-3 Rangers over the Cubs tonight. All right, so the Bucks lose. We'll be back at it Saturday night. And looking forward, hopefully, to taking your calls Saturday. We'll get that fixed and we'll be ready to rock and roll on Saturday night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good one, everybody. Toodles!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.